I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH in Boston. Foreign embassies and consulates in the U.S. represent their nation's government and culture here in our country. They also issue travel advice and safety warnings for their citizens traveling abroad, just like the U.S. State Department does for Americans. But you might be surprised to learn what some consulates advise about your neighborhood. Just ask the students at the Codman Academy Charter Public School here in Boston. They were dismayed to learn that the French consulate warns tourists to avoid walking at night in certain Boston neighborhoods, including their own, Dorchester, because of crime in the area. That didn't sit right with the students, who have asked the French consul to change that advice. And this week, the diplomat visited their school. Haley Maum is a French teacher, and Kyle DePina is a student at Codman Academy. Haley, first of all, why did the school invite the consul general in the first place?
Well, both myself and the students were quite offended by the fact that Dorchester, Roxbury, and Mattapan were specifically targeted as places not to visit. And you're right, it does say at night, but our argument is that if you say not to come at night, you're actually saying don't come at all. So we invited the consul to come and visit us. We wanted him to see that there's nothing to be afraid of and that we wanted to actually encourage French tourists to visit the incredible resources that are in these neighborhoods.
And so how did that visit go? Was there kind of a constructive exchange?
We started out by making our case. I've been incredibly impressed by the students of Codman who have really taken action, not just been frustrated or angry around the issue, but actually they wrote to their French correspondents and asked them if they ever felt unsafe.
And when you say French correspondents, you mean some exchange students from France who had actually visited the students at Codman Academy some time ago. Exactly.
We have done trips to France in which we particularly and intentionally visited neighborhoods, sort of the equivalents of Dorchester, Roxbury, and Mattapan. And then when we hosted students here, they spent time in our students' homes.
When the exchange students came to Boston, I hosted one of them. And we spent time in Dorchester. We walked to the park. We played basketball. It was a real experience that I can't take back.
What did you feel when you heard about the advice from the French consulate that French visitors should not visit Dorchester at nighttime?
It struck me as kind of baffling. I didn't understand why. I understand, like, in the news and they read about in the papers, but Copley's not on the list, and they recently had the marathon bombing there.
Copley Square,
so
yeah.
I feel like he wasn't being sensitive to how he was wording the travel advisory.
Haley, at this point, what next?
Our next step is students are writing to the French foreign minister, Laurent Fabius, hoping that he will Skype with us so that we can make our case to the person who actually put the warnings on the website in the first place. So we really want this to change because it's a question of racism in France and also one that we face domestically. And it's really the dialogue that's the most important part. And so we're looking forward to communicating with him.
Connect those dots to racism, why you feel this smacks of racism.
So as students articulated when the consul was visiting us, the reality is that if you look at the entire website, many of the neighborhoods that are being targeted across the country are neighborhoods of color, and these are not the only places where crime happened. It's especially not the places where crime happens against tourists.
I mean, don't you think that any country has the right to assess dangers from their own point of view? In this case, France, which doesn't have a lot of guns.
What's really important is that we not paint entire neighborhoods or entire countries with the same brush. I mean, Dorchester is an incredibly rich place, as is Roxbury, as is Mattapan. Saying not to come to these neighborhoods at night means not to come to the John F. Kennedy Library and Museum in the evening. It's saying don't come to the best Vietnamese food in New England. You know, don't go on a bike ride by the Neponset River. The reality is, if you're saying don't come at night, you're saying don't come at all, and there really is a wealth of interesting things for tourists to do in these areas.
Kyle, I'm just curious how this whole experience has affected your desire to learn French.
This experience has strengthened my desire to learn French. I feel like I want to understand, I want to be able to speak and be able to say everything I want and to express how I feel. And I might want to go to college and study international business and maybe politics about French travel or even other countries. But what we want is just to open up discussion about what's racist or offensive, especially when dealing with people internationally. What might seem offensive to French people, it might be different to American people. And I feel like the French consulate, when they wrote the travel advisory, they weren't thinking that way.
Well, Kyle DePina, a student at Codman Academy, thanks so much for your thoughts on this.
Thank you, too.
And thanks to Haley Maum, a French teacher there as well. All the best.
Thank you so much.